Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
So I'm calling because my wife and I, we completely disagree on our daughter's wedding.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, our oldest daughter has decided to marry herself.
To herself. All right, we get this now?
Yeah. She said that she's the only one good enough for her.
Oh, boy. She might be saving anybody some drama if she feels that way about herself. But it is a little weird, right?
Yes, it's weird. And it's very embarrassing for me. I personally think she just needs to wait for the right person. I mean, she's had a long-term boyfriend, but then they broke up. So she just decided to go on a journey of self-discovery and self-love, which is fine. That's great. But when she came home from India, she was engaged to herself.
Wow. And this is still ongoing.
Yeah. I was hoping there's just a phase. My wife says that we have to support her, you know, and I get that. She said, you know, people do all kinds of weird things these days and we have to be here for her. So here I am. I'm supposed to walk my daughter down the aisle and in front of our family and friends.
I mean, that's what I was thinking. Like, isn't it the groom is typically or the
waiting at the end.
Waiting at the end. And then all of a sudden the bride comes down. But is she going to be like, she's going to run from the front of the house to the back and then you'll walk her up and she'll be like, oh, my God, surprise. I mean, how does she not see her own gown on the day of the wedding? Isn't that a big surprise, too?
That's a very good point. Well, on top of that, yeah, the big gown. But she also wants a big wedding.
Oh, wow. This is going to be a lot for you.
Yeah, her sister, she had just a beautiful wedding. And, of course, we're supposed to pay for it. And she just she just keeps telling us that, you know, being with someone else, you can't fully focus on yourself. And my wife got mad at me because I just said absolutely not because I think it's ridiculous.
I mean, the good news is you're only paying for one family because it's all your side of the family.
Oh, that is true. It's a little bit smaller of a wedding.
I mean, you'll save money on this one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why she wants it to be a public thing because of that. I don't know. My wife thinks that I'm just being a grump about it. She thinks that this is kind of our last chance to have grandkids because her sister and her husband, they said, nope, you know, we don't want to have children at all. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this is your last chance at grandkids?
No, he was hoping.
Oh, got it. I was like, well, this is definitely not going to work out for you.
Yeah, and that's, I think maybe my wife's a little bit right about that. I was just kind of holding out for hope. The other thing that I forgot to mention is that you were mentioning like, oh, is she going to circle back around to walk back down the aisle? No. She decided that when I walk my daughter down the aisle, what's waiting for her at the end? A mirror.
No.
Yeah, so she can look at herself, she can say her vows, and then kiss the reflection to seal the deal.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I hate to laugh at this, but...
I mean, how can you?
If I was at this wedding, I'd be like, this is interesting.
Do you guys feel, do I actually have to support this ridiculous wedding? Or is my wife right? I mean, am I just an old-fashioned grump?
Jason and Hutchinson, first up here on Love Him or List Him.
This is absurd. First off, marriage is between two people. And if this was a result of bettering yourself through your journey, you're not going to better yourself through this marriage. It's not something that's very helpful for her. And the next thought that comes to mind is divorcing. Are you going to divorce yourself when you want to finally marry somebody that you truly love?
Oh, boy, what a battle that would be, right? I mean, who's going to win that one?
Well, that was the one question I had. Is it even recognized legally by the state? So then would the divorce really matter?
I mean, probably not. To me, it would be like more of a spiritual thing. But
what if
you're
in the it's complicated on Facebook? It's complicated with myself.
Yeah, that's a true point. I get it. It's a great point, Jason.
Best of luck, Justin.
That's hard.
Brian in Coon Rapids, what is your thoughts?
Talk about the ultimate show of selfishness.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not supposed to be selfish in a marriage. You're not supposed to be selfish anywhere. You're supposed to give and, I mean, to just sit there and be so self-centered, that's hard to see.
Yeah, I mean, she's truly only thinking about herself, and it's good to think about yourself in some ways, but this is just so weird. My other question is, what happens, say, you know, she does meet somebody, she wants to get married. I mean, her parents aren't going to pay for a second wedding. Why would you pay for this first wedding?
Yeah. If one of my kids came to me, I'd be like, you're on your own on this one. I'll come, I'll support you, because I love you no matter what. But I'm not paying for this.
Maybe don't say they're on their own, because that's truly all they have.
That's what they want.
They're marrying themselves. They only have themselves.
Solid point.
Yeah.
Solid
point.
I want to go back real quick. What Brian said, though, about you're supposed to be selfless in a marriage.
Yeah.
I wish I would have known that 2.5 years ago. I'm just kidding.
Things are going well.
I'm extremely selfless in my marriage.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
We have Jeff in Andover. Marrying herself, what should Justin do? Her dad. Yeah, her dad.
Well, good morning, and welcome, Wes, first and foremost.
Thanks, Jeff.
I think literally when I talked to Pidge, I didn't even think it's legal to marry yourself, but I was looking for it as I was talking to Pidge, and now I have found it.
Uh-oh.
It is not legally binding to marry yourself.
Well, you know that, because you could marry a tree technically, but it's not going to stand up in a court of law.
You can.
Yeah.
You can't change your marital status and any legal documents. So why should the guy pay for a wedding if it's not legally binding?
But Jeff, can you marry a television?
No, you can't. You have to. It states right in the Minnesota state law. I'm reading it here, Crisco.
Well, okay. I mean, Crisco's just wondering because the closest thing he has in his life is his television.
I was wondering, is that the inanimate object that you would choose to marry if you could? Because mine would be my air fryer.
Oh,
see, the air fryer I could be in a throuple with a TV and an air fryer.
I love my air fryer unconditionally.
I mean, I'm just saying, that would be a hell of a throuple.
Could you imagine?
You'd be like, I wasn't cheating, I swear to God.
Your baths together would be amazing.
Oh, well, it would be short-lived. Very short-lived. I'd be like, who thought that was a good idea? That was terrible. Okay, Jeff, thank you so much for calling in and chiming in on Love 'Em or List 'Em. I mean, I think
we all agree that this is weird, but what does he do as the dad? She wants him to pay for it. She wants him to walk her down the aisle. He says it's embarrassing. I mean, people are texting in, you know what? Then tell her to elope. He doesn't have to pay for this. You need to talk to your daughter and tell her she needs therapy, not a wedding. This is text coming in. This is where tough love comes in. What's hard is everybody's supporting it except for dad.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand that when it comes to your kids, you want to support them and you want them to be happy with themselves. Just be an Instagram influencer. They're all very in love with themselves. You know, like, you don't have to be married. Just be in love with yourself. Take pictures on Instagram.
This might be the best right here. You know what? She's actually looking for a party. So not a wedding. Just throw her a big old party that's all about her. There you go,
that
Dad.
That is the winner.
There, Justin.
That is the winner.
That is a good one. So I think that's the best advice we can give. I'm super sorry, Justin, that you're going through that. That is, boy, you have got your hands full for one-sided parties over there. The one family's going to be like, really? We knew she'd marry herself, for sure.